Continuing with the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of mercy, and how we embody them ourselves, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, interpersonally. So the third one is Kel, and also another name of God, but one that connotes strength and power. And corresponding to Micha's list in the Haftarah for Shabbat Shuvah is Over Al Pesha, who lets iniquity pass over. So what does that mean? So the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cardovero, explains that God himself, God personally, does that forgiveness, and not through an agent, through a shliach, through a malach, but he himself does the forgiveness. So if we stop there, I would say that the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro analog is that when somebody wrongs us, we shouldn't forgive them by proxy, we shouldn't outsource the mechila, but rather we should do it ourselves. But the Rav Moshe Cardovero actually takes it a step further, and he says, we operate under a certain misconception of what mechila is, of what forgiveness is. When we think about forgiveness is somebody messed up, they say they're sorry, so we say, okay, you messed up, you feel bad, so I forgive you. But it doesn't actually fix the wrong that you did, because saying you're sorry doesn't help, doesn't fix anything. So me saying it's okay also doesn't fix anything. It's just we both agreed to move past it. He says, tshuva and God don't work that way. If you messed up the world with the mistake that you made, the mistake can't last forever. It needs to be repaired. So you feeling bad about it, you're correct. You doing tshuva alone won't be able to fix it. Yes, it's good for yourself that you feel bad. It's good for your relationship with God that you feel bad. But it doesn't fix what you did. So slicha and mechila, the Ramak says, is actually God himself personally fixing, going into the mud and fixing the wrong and the mess that a person makes. And so if we connect that and transpose that to a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the Ramak says, it's not just enough that we don't outsource our forgiveness, but it's that in an almost counterintuitive way, the one who got stabbed in the back has to make the first steps of actually trying to repair the wrong, which is an incredible, it's almost a Herculean task to undertake. But as part of emulating God, it's something that we should try to do, not just to forgive, but also to take active steps in repairing the wrong or the mess that someone else made for us. And that's how we continue to emulate God in those ways. Reb Chanan ben Akash Omer, Ratzo Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefichach Hirber Lehem Torah Mitzvah, Shenamar Adonai Chofetz L'man Tzidko, Yagdotar V'Yadir.